More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As summer winds down, a lot of families are settling back into a routine as they gear up for a brand new school year. However, for parents who are sending their children off to school for the very first time, it can be hard to know how to prepare them for that transition. So joining us today to give us a few tips and tricks is early childhood education specialist Amber Jane. Amber, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So can you tell us just a little bit about how you got started in early childhood education?
Yeah, I've always loved kids, but after I had my first son back in 2001, I thought I would be a stay-at-home mom, but I got a little bored. And so I had taught preschool before I had my son, and then I decided to open up my own school. And here I am today. He's almost 24 years old. And I've been running, owning, operating preschools, and I absolutely adore it.
So what advice then do you have for parents who are preparing to send their children off to school for the very first time? Like in particular, maybe, you know, preschool, right? When they're 3, 4 years old. And I think, you know, as a parent myself, and I think back with my oldest in particular, I think I had more anxiety than he probably did. And I probably projected a lot of that anxiety onto him.
That's exactly it. My biggest advice would be, you know, we are the compass for our little ones, right? And our kids. And mm-hmm. So when they're 2 and 3 and you're thinking about choosing a preschool and they're going to start for the first time, I just suggest to be super excited. Be positive. On the inside, you may be crying, you may be scared to death, but you just don't want to show your kids that. You know, you want to talk about like they're a big boy or they're a big girl now. They're going to meet friends. They get to paint. They're going to have just so much fun. Like preschool is so fun. School is fun. So if you're excited, if you're positive as the parent, then your little ones are going to be really excited too, because they don't know any better, right? They just mm-hmm. go off what we think and how we feel. So even if you're nervous, I just say, pretend, just be excited on the outside. So your little ones are excited.
Okay, so what if you have a kiddo, though, that does have some anxiety around this transition? And I will tell you, with my youngest, for I would say at least the first year when he started at a new preschool, so he was about 3, they had this big glass window right kind of in the lobby area where you'd walk out. And he would stand at that little window with his little hands on the window as I walked out, and he would just sob. He would just cry, and it happened every single day for a year. And thankfully, he was my second, so I didn't feel as horrible, and I knew he was going to be okay. But you know, you deal with almost that anticipation they had of you know being dropped off at school. So what do you do in maybe a situation like that?
Yeah, it's super normal. You know, some kids wave excitedly and they want you to leave school really fast. And then there's a lot of kids exactly that they cry, and they will cry for a very long time. You know, at my school, I always say it's okay to bring like a family photo or a blanket or maybe their favorite stuffed animal, something from home that they can hold on to, that they can feel like they have a little piece of home with them. And I do want to say it's just really normal. Some kids have a harder adjustment. Sometimes when kids are just part-time, maybe like a Tuesday, Thursday, they have a longer adjustment. You know, I have 4 kids myself, and 3 of my kids were very like, bye mom. And then 1 cried for a really long time. So it's just, I want everybody to realize, you know, as parents, it's very normal. And it's just that our children kind of, there has to be a switch in our kids' heads that they know and understand that you will be back for them. So it's just normal, and just have patience and really be in communication with the staff and the teachers, because you really want to make sure you're at a school where they are kind in those situations, because as early childhood educators, we expect that, and we want to work through that transition with you as a team.
Well, and I should know, my youngest is going into 7th grade in 2 weeks, and he doesn't want me anywhere around his school now.
Yes.
So they do grow out of this over time.
But I think that it does. They do.
And I think it's really important what you just said, though, Amber, about it being very normal, because I, you know, there's no roadmap, there's no book on, you know, what's normal, what's not normal, you know, when it comes to parenting. And I think just to have advice, even, you know, from experts from your children's preschool, and as you said, check in with the teachers, because you might find that, you know what, the moment you turn your back, they stop crying.
And that's the most of the cases, that is exactly what happens. They will cry their eyes out. They'll be waving furiously for you, mm-hmm. as the parent. And then 5 minutes later, 30 seconds later, they're totally engaged in something. And sometimes kids cry even when you pick them up because they just have so many emotions built up and then they're just excited to see you. And so sometimes they cry at pickup too. And all of it is super normal, like so normal and part of growing up.
So what about something like doing a trial run of getting ready and preparing to maybe, you know, drop off? Can that be helpful?
Absolutely. When I run tours for our schools, I've always suggested this for our newbie parents that are coming in into the fall. I say, do practice runs. If you have a grandparent or a family member you trust, maybe, you have, I don't know, your nursery, your just mm-hmm. anything, the gym, but practice dropping off. And maybe it's just for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, because it really truly is like a switch, like a light bulb moment when your child finally has that light bulb moment where they know that you will come back. All of your drop off kind of go a little bit better. And then you can go to the gym, you can go to the church nursery, and they'll be confident, they'll be secure in themselves, and they'll know that they're there for a short time, they're going to play, they're going to have fun, but mom or dad are going to come pick me up.
So what about older kids? Any advice for getting them back into that school rhythm? Because it's going to be a rough first week at my house because these kids haven't been going to bed early at all.
That's probably what like I said, my kids now are all adults now. How fast that went. My youngest just turned 18, but when I was prepping them back to get on the routine, we would just kind of like wean into it. So I would start putting like, okay, guys, we're not going to stay up till midnight anymore. You know, try to get to bed at 10 mm-hmm. or 9:30. That's like the first step, right? Like start getting them into a sleep routine and pattern. So then they, when that alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m. or 7 a.m., it's not so shocking. But I would just like calendar things, kind of get our schedule going, like who's where. And then I would start dialing in their sleep time. So just to make sure they start getting enough sleep during the night so they can be ready to go earlier in the morning. So I think that's probably like the biggest thing.
So one last thing I want to talk about, and this isn't necessarily about prepping for back to school, but I think it's a big issue on a lot of parents' minds, in particular when we're talking about our middle school and our high school kids heading back to the classroom, and that is technology and whether or not mm-hmm. we get our kids that phone, right? Do you have any insight to offer when it comes to navigating this conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Technology is here to stay. Cell phones are here to stay. And, you know, my kids got their phones when they were around 10 or 11. If I could go back, I would change that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tools for us as parents. We can't get around the technology. Our kids are going to have cell phones, but there's a lot of parameters we can put on. So there are cell phone settings that we can go into, and it can turn off social media at certain times. Like one of my kids, I mean, I had realized this child was staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning, like on all kinds of chat, things like that. So as parents, I think we have to be very mindful of constantly checking our phones. And there's a lot of tools and apps now where we can install on our kids' phones. So like parental supervision. And then mm-hmm. like at 9 o'clock, you could switch off social media altogether. Maybe they turn in their phones at night, things like that, especially, you know, sixth grade, seventh grade. And then of course, as they move along to high school and then they're seniors, they get more and more freedom, right? Because our jobs as parents are to teach them to stand on their own feet. So I think it's just a gradual, they don't get a lot of phone usage, then they get a little bit. It's just stepping stones along the way as they progress through high school. But I really do say really, really be mindful of what is going on your child's phone. Now that my kids are grown and adults, you know, my daughter just said recently, she just turned 18. Our generation is a really lonely generation, mom, because everybody's in their phones and there's a lot of things like bullying. There's a lot of things that go on online.
Well, I sure appreciate your time and your expertise and your tips. We've been talking with early child education specialist Amber Jane about tips for getting your kids ready for the first day of school here in the Treasure Valley. It happens in just about 2 weeks from today. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.